Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We bout that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we got people calling in. They want to talk about these school lunches. Before we went to break, I was talking about this guy who told me how he felt about school lunches and how far they have fallen off, basically, from when we were coming up. He said he used to smell the aroma of the food floating through the schools. No matter if it was breakfast or lunch, you could smell the food and you couldn't wait to taste it. And now we're living in a time where students have walked out of schools because they wanted better school lunches. They even got people taking pictures now of the school lunches, and it looked like some people are saying that it don't even look better than the food that they serve the inmates. We got Miss Carolyn on the lines. Miss Carolyn, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, Tory, how you doing?
How you doing, Miss Carolyn?
First of all, back in the day and stuff, they had real cooks in the kitchen. And when I mean real cooks, they had staff in there. And they were like the mothers from our neighborhood because we knew all our cooks, too.
Yeah, so they lived in the neighborhood.
You got some extra meals. So the neighborhood mothers them and stuff. They were the cooks that were cooking in the kitchen. And then the food that they would get delivered would be real food. So the cooks was in the kitchen at 7 o'clock in the morning getting ready for the lunch meal. So they were cooking real home-style lunches like you would cook at home for your children. That's the difference.
Right.
The remark about the food that said called Michelle Obama, that's disrespectful. But anyway, what he said about the Pizza Hut, that's trash. Because, first of all, that's what's wrong with our kids. They eat junk food. They don't need no Pizza Hut in the school. They need some cooks.
The pizza that they cooked in the school was tasty, powerful. That was home
cooked. Exactly. So they just need to get back to that basic of having them cooks cook and stuff and bring in those commodities that the government used to bring into the school. They would bring in the chicken. They would bring in the bread. They would bring in real products
right,
so that we could have real meals.
They had real ovens so back then, too.
Yep, they sure did. They sure did.
Mm.
So that's what they need to get back to. They need to get back to home-style cooking because that pyramid was just as important. And we had menus back then, so we knew what we was having for lunch. And we
sure
were like,
did.
Oh, shoot, we going to have peanut butter tools this week and stuff. And be like, shoot, I'm going to get...
You made sure you didn't get sick on certain days because you wanted to taste that food.
Exactly. So that's all it takes. It just takes you to get some cook back in the kitchen cooking. And tell that brother, don't be disrespecting Miss Obama like that because she's a black woman and he wouldn't want nobody disrespecting his mama.
Don't disrespect Miss Obama now. You don't want nobody disrespecting the mama. Your mama now. Hey. Look, let me tell you something. People call in, they say stuff about Trump, the Obamas, and everybody. So I just say, you know.
I'm going to say this to them, Tory. You guys better read your Bible and better lean to God's understanding because he told us that we're not supposed to attack our leaders. We're not supposed to talk about them. We're supposed to pray about them. In short, means grow up, people.
Pray for them. Yeah, hey.
You.
Hey, look. Hey, like I said, somebody in the chat says, Maurice Sim, I think he said, Tory, I got a question. Is it okay to disrespect people? I don't practice it. But like I said, people call in all the time saying stuff about Trump and everybody. So that's on A. Sherry. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hello.
How you doing, Sherry?
Hey. So I'm calling because I need to make a comment. This is like breaking news. I would like the Milwaukee, the city of Milwaukee, to know that the transit, Milwaukee Transit Company, is allowing its drivers to solicit sex from
what?
Passengers. And they're also allowing some of the drivers.
Oh, wow.
Are because it happened to me twice. And one of the drivers had even had the audacity to ask me if I would hoe for him.
What?
And so when that happened, I have been trying to build up a case against the company because I went and reported it to a young lady by the name of Van. She's in an administration office, and she's aware of it.
At
and
the
she goes,
MCTS.
Oh, that's trafficking. Yes. Oh, that's trafficking. Well, you know, he's a trafficker, and you're going to see him regardless.
What?
You're going to see him. But he gave me a fake name. He gave me a fake name, so I just wanted to put that
I
out there since they're
that.
Trying to gaslight people. And I need you to talk about that Brady's list. One of the state representatives brought that to light, too, because I think some officers might be doing some underhand stuff coinciding with the Milwaukee County, and that's supposed to be a safe place because they have those stickers all over the buses when you get on the bus. So
hold on, wait a minute.
Just bring that
Can
to
I
light.
Ask you a question?
Let me
ask you one question.
No, that's it.
Were you a victim of this? Was they trying to talk to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
And it was reported.
And you reported
Thank
and got
you.
A paper trail? Okay. I hope that wasn't the cops trying to come get her. I don't know. Hey. That's, wow. Hey, she said this. She was a direct victim of this. What in the world did we just hear on the air? We're going to have to clip that and run that back, DJ Brother Z. We're going to isolate that. I heard the police sound like the police was in the back. I don't know. That's. Oh, wow. It's the A. Hey, that was not on the docket for the show today. That wasn't in my lineup today. Oh, wow. Hey, 833-212-1017. If y'all want to tap into the conversation today, 833-212-1017. If you want to tap into the conversation today, I want to get this update in on the firefighter that was arrested and accused of sharing photos of the brothers, the twins that they found on the mountain down there in Georgia. They're saying that there was a firefighter charged. Authorities say additional testing is needed to determine the cause and the mannerisms of the death of the two twins. But they saying that a firefighter, why would he be showing the pictures of these young men? You know what I mean, DJ Brother Z? Like, you would think that, but that, you know, this was the same thing that happened with Kobe when the people arrived on the scene and they took pictures after Kobe crashed in the helicopter. Somebody took pictures of it and tried to share it with people and got exposed for that. But it seems like a firefighter has been charged for obstruction, accused of taking photos of the teenage twin brothers that were found with gunshot wounds in a Georgia mountain this month. We got video if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
Tonight, a murder-suicide investigation in Georgia, leaving a distraught family with more questions than answers.
We want to know exactly what happened to the twins.
Police say twin brothers Kaidir and Nizir Lewis were found dead by hikers on a Georgia mountain earlier this month. The brothers, weeks away from their 20th birthday, each found with gunshot wounds, according to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, which says their preliminary investigation reveals the deaths to be a murder-suicide.
We knew right away that wasn't true.
But their relatives rejecting that characterization by police, saying the boys were close and had no history of conflict.
They're very protective of each other. I couldn't imagine them hurting each other because I never even seen them get into a fist fight before.
Relatives saying the twins had tickets for a 7 a.m. flight on March 7th from Lawrenceville, Georgia to Boston, where they were set to meet friends. But on March 8th, their bodies were found at the summit of Bell Mountain, 90 miles away from their home and in an area their relatives believe they had never visited.
How they end out in the mountains, they don't hike out there. They've never even been out there. They don't know nothing about Hawassee, Georgia. They never even heard
of Bell Mountains. But they take an Uber or something?
So how did they end up right there?
Over the weekend, authorities saying autopsies have been completed on the pair, but a medical examiner ruling had not been released because further forensic testing was needed. The Georgia Bureau of Investigations has not disclosed if a gun was found at the scene or how the twins got to the mountain, telling NBC News the investigation is active and ongoing. NBC reached out to family members for more information, but did not hear back.
They had a huge support system. Like, we know them, but they wouldn't do anything like this. Something happened in those mountains, and we want answers.
Priya Shrether, NBC News.
All right, so this is making national news, Truth Nation, about these twins that have been found shot in the mountains of Georgia. And they're saying that a firefighter is charged after he is accused of sharing photos of the twins. I don't know why people would, you know, do something like this. Scott Krillin, 42 years old, of Hawaski, Georgia, was charged with a misdemeanor obstruction after he was accused of taking photos of the bodies and then sharing them publicly. Hey, I'm wondering, if they took an Uber, how did, you know, when they were leaving, I mean, how did they get engaged with somebody else and in that place? Did they get an Uber ride? I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that they can give us a little bit more details on this. They're trying to say it was a murder-suicide. And the family is questioning it, and they should. We got Henry on the lines. Henry, you're on the new 101.7
The
Truth. How you doing, Henry?
Pretty good.
Blessings, brother. What's going on? Turn your radio down.
I was just listening to you on the radio. First of all, how you doing today, sir?
Blessings, brother. Blessings, brother Henry.
I was just listening to you on the radio. I wanted to comment about school lunch.
Yes.
But I also want to comment about those boys, too.
Go right ahead.
It's really sad about what's happening to our black boys around the world. But down south, it seemed to be something else happening to the boys. That is not being brought to the light. And it's just like, why is this thing happening to these young men?
You know, I'll tell you this. They always be they're vague with what's happening with the investigation because if they got to a place where they never been, how did they get there? Did they do Uber? Did they do a Lyft? Or how did, you know, they get misplaced to that if they were flying and they didn't have a car? So something had to happen for them to be led out that way.
Yes. Yeah. I believe I got a son too. So, you know, I'd be real worried about the things that he does. But I also just try to find out as much information from him about what he's out doing and who he's with as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to keep your eye on your sons. I mean, we got to watch our boys. Our boys are growing up to be men, but they're getting real bad. I don't want to say training. I just want to say, like, it's bad information on how to become a real man. So, another thing, the school lunch, I had kids in school, and they used to come home and complain about school lunch every day. And it's like somebody else said on the radio earlier, we actually had real cooks back in you know, that the 90s and the 2000s, there were real cooks at these schools, and they need to get back to that. So.
Right.
That's all I wanted to say. I listen to the story. I'll try to listen to your show every day after work or when I can, and I rarely get to get on the radio and just speak my opinion. So,
hey, I appreciate you for calling in. And, look, thank you, thank you, thank you. And like I said, it's appreciated. Once again, when we talk about these topics, everybody can join in. Join into the conversation, 833-212-1017. Talk to text, 833-212-1017. Or hit us up in the chat and get with the family in the chat. You know, the chat family going crazy. Salute to the chat family. And I'll say this. When it comes to what's going on in Georgia, okay, they was murdered. You know, it's obvious that somebody did something egregious to me. This is obvious. Ain't no way these young boys gonna do this. And now, you know, we getting pinches of information, you know what I mean? And I think that many times we don't get, when they try to cover it up, all of the information don't get out there. It don't get out there to the public. It's a couple news stories. You hear the family complaining about it, and then it goes away. We got a mother that came in right here on the Tory Lowe show. Her son went down to Mississippi and ended up with a mysterious type of situation where he lost his life with a rope around his neck. Okay, so, and they saying that was a suicide. Okay, so all I'm saying is, we got to make sure that we get ahead of the curve and try to protect ourselves as much as possible, because a lot of uncertain things going on, and we raising eyebrows, but we got to also keep our head on a swivel. Deja, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. How you doing, Deja?
I'm good, Tory Lowe. How you doing?
Blessings, queen.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the concept of, like, real food inside the schools for these students, but it's, like, a lot of the students that I've worked with over the years of being in education, me being through MPS, we get a lot of students always asking us, do we have food, because they don't like the lunch, you know, at school. You know, and it, what's even more sad is that some of these students also don't probably eat a lot at home either, based on their situation.
Right.
So to come, you know, to school and have the same situation, it's just like, you know, a lot of those students are, yeah, and they don't have the food, the nutrients that they need, you know, to even just focus, because they're hungry, which means that can lead to irritability, and then it's just kind of like, now they don't want to focus, and they're trying to figure out, like, also, when are they going to eat some real food, you know?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this.
Also, my condolences as well to those boys. I want to say that. My condolences to those boys out there in Georgia that is very messed up.
Well, I'll say this. By you being an educator, do you see after lunch a frustration?
After lunch?
You know, like after they have lunch or before they have lunch, or do you see a frustration, or do you see that they're unsatisfied with the lunch?
I would say it's definitely an unsatisfaction. I've seen the lunches myself. It's just kind of like, you know, what are y'all, like, what nutrients are y'all gaining from that? Like, I wouldn't be satisfied eating that either. You know,
man.
A lot of the times the food looks like it was packaged up and just reheated.
Right.
And then given to them.
It doesn't look like it was cooked, like back in the day.
Right.
Like,
and
when
I had
we were coming
food
up.
Too, and I was class of 2018. We had cooked food.
Mm.
I don't know what happened. It's like after the pandemic, it's like everybody got lazy or nobody wanted to be in the kitchen making real food.
That's wild, because sometimes the most nutritious meal is the lunch at school, or the best meal that some of these kids have was at school during lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. And like I was saying, some students can't go home. They don't have that. They don't have the necessary. But they're in situations where they don't eat at home or can't, you know, and they look forward to that lunch. But when they go to get that lunch and they're looking at it like, this is it, you know, it just makes them, I would say, as being in their shoes, it would make me even more frustrated and probably also not want to focus on school, because I'm thinking about where my next meal going to come from.
Mm. All right. Well, I appreciate you for calling in because you are eyewitness to watching and seeing what's going on with the kids and concerning this topic. I appreciate you for adding to the context, Deja. Hey, that school lunch is serious. And when the man told me about the school lunch and we had the conversation, I really had to go back in my thoughts about how I felt after I ate a good lunch, you know, at school. And then we had recess and then we came back in for the second half of the day. And I was kind of like in mode to continue to learn because I was fulfilled, satisfied, you know, as far as me eating and having fun with my friends. I felt like, okay, now it's time to get back to work. But if they leaving out, not having a great lunch, and they coming back in frustrated, it probably is contributing to some of the issues that they facing. It could be. It could play a factor. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Love it when you smile, you're showing goodness, graciousness, gracious. Love it when you smile because it's goodness, gracious.
Retro.
Seven and Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brothers Z on the ones and twos. Milwaukee police shooting. Body cam video released of a shooting. Body cam footage of a shooting of a man that they're saying that had a gun near 37th and Lancaster in early March. An officer fatally shot 41-year-old who police claimed was armed. The Milwaukee area investigative team is investigating the shooting. One of the things I always say when they release the body cam footage, when they just put the footage out, that means that it was something wrong on our end, or on the person that was shot. They'll release that footage immediately. But if it's something on their end, you may have to take them to court to get that footage out. I'm trying to tell you. So when I see the footage come out like this, where they feel like they was right, they're going to put that out quick. But I don't know. I haven't seen the video. I read the story. They have video. We have a video in the chat. Y'all can judge for yourselves. Was it justified or not? We got the video in the chat, if you're watching as we broadcast live, let's listen.
Family of this man killed by Milwaukee police speaking out after MPD releases body camera footage.
Police say he was a burglary suspect killed earlier this month. Fox 6's Ashley Sears here in studio with what the man's family is saying tonight. Ash?
Yeah, Ben. Family identified the man as Anthony Virginia. They tell me tonight they are devastated by what happened on March 8th. Officers were called for a break-in with shots fired when they spotted two suspects. Police say one of the men had a gun.
Minutes after a burglary, an officer spots two suspects walking near train tracks.
Let me see your hands! Hands! Both your hands!
As the men take off running, more officers arrive on the scene.
Get the car.
They were called to the area for a report of a break-in to a business at 32nd and Lancaster, with one suspect firing shots toward a person. Surveillance captured the gunfire and a car taking off around 3:15 on March 8th. Less than 15 minutes later, Milwaukee police spot the two suspects blocks away. They try stopping the 34 and 41-year-old men. Police say one of the men had a gun and refused to drop it. That's when an officer opens fire. Family identified the man killed as 41-year-old Anthony Virginia.
Shots fired, subject down with a gun. One more at gunpoint.
Send more squads.
The other man is told to stay put.
Get down on the ground! Wait! Wait!
Officers hold off on providing medical care because they say the suspect was still armed.
No, he's got the gun in his hand! He's holding the gun!
When officers eventually get closer, they say the gun was found next to the suspect. The other man was taken into custody.
Cuff him!
Oh, wow.
The family of the man killed says they believe that excessive force was used, and they call the shooting unjust. They say they expect the investigation to be thorough and transparent. Ben?
Hey, look, I'll say this. Did they show the gun that they found on him? Or they had an assault rifle. That looked like an assault rifle. Hey, that was a lot going on, but I'll say this. When you have a gun in your hand, hey, if you have, and they actually was robbing something and you heard them shooting at somebody, so I don't know what that was before they the encounter on the train tracks. But I'll say this, if they got a gun, hey, it is what it is. I tell people all the time, if you got a gun on you, it ain't going to work out too good for you. As soon as you know the police is around, drop everything. Drop to the ground. Relax.
Like, just stop.
Just stop. Relax. It is what it is. Maurice M. says, Tory, I saw no gun when they got closer. I'll say this. If you got a gun or you got something on you that can make cause situations to escalate, just shut down. Shut it down. Because you're not going to win that.
Like, if you have a gun, why run?
I'm just saying. If you got a gun, period. Like, police, guns, when they approach a situation, you ain't going to have no wins. It ain't going to be no wins in that. And the family, you know, they may want a little bit of thorough investigation, but it was guns involved. Looked like a shot got let off before they even got engaged with them on the tracks. If it's a gun involved, it's no wins for that. Because the police got to make it home to their family. And you're not going to win it. I don't even argue when people come to me and they say that it was a gun involved. I don't even get involved in it. It's too gray. And like I said, officers are there to gain control. And if you're not going to give them the control and you got a gun, hey, ain't no wins. The officer has to react and respond in a way, in the spirit of the moment, decisions, and then it's not going to come out good for you. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to come out good for you. And I don't even argue about these type of situations. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Calling all Black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-owned business give back. Each quarter, four lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. To sign up your business for the spotlight, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback.com. Associated Bank, member FDIC. We got this story that we got to discuss because I talked about it when it first took place. But now we have somebody in custody. We got somebody in custody and they're pleading guilty. The story about the man that dropped the baby from the balcony in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee man is charged with child abuse. He pleads not guilty after alleging dropping the one-year-old from a second-story balcony during a domestic dispute. We got video, if you're watching in the chat. Let's listen.
Man charged with dropping a one-year-old from a second-story balcony pleaded not guilty in court this morning. 31-year-old Jaimon Elin is charged with domestic abuse, child abuse, and battery. The incident happened earlier this month at a home near 41st and Hampton. The baby's mother says she's still amazed one-year-old Stormy had only bruises after she was dropped.
Oh, wow.
According to the criminal complaint, this started with a domestic dispute.
Do you think he was trying to kill her?
He was definitely trying to, because for you to be choking her and you punched her and threw her off the balcony.
Wow.
Elin faces up to 12 years in prison.
Oh, wow. See, and this is why I say, like, you know, this is why I always talk about emotional intelligence and being able to calm your emotions. Hopefully we can get ahead of this and talk about these things, you know, where people can harness in on self-development, understanding how, you know, to be able to understand how to manage your anger. And then you see things like this. This reminded me when I heard it of the Tyler Perry movie, that scene in the Tyler Perry movie where the man, you know, went and grabbed the kids and did something similar to this. And I'll tell you this, it don't matter how angry you are with somebody, you know, you got to reevaluate certain understandings when it comes to when you try to lash out and try to, you know, actually, you know, may cause death. You know, you can't flash out like that. You can't flash out to that degree. I understand that people have domestic arguments. People have situations going on, but this is not it. That ain't it. That ain't it, fam. That ain't it. But I want to get into this other story. I think this is out of Ohio. Authorities have found the body of a 13 missing-year-old girl, Kiamani. Kiamani. People have been tagging me in this on social media. And just a sad story. They're saying her father, Daryl Jones, who was initially charged with abduction, is now charged with murder. We got some video of this if you're watching in the chat. Let's listen.
Major breaking news tonight. We want to head out live to 13 Action News reporter Alexis Means, who is standing by on Miami Street. Again, this is about the discovery of a body in the case of Kiamani Lateague. Alexis, what have we learned tonight?
Sasha, this is not the outcome that the Toledo Police Department or this community wanted. Emotions ran high as the coroner pulled what police say is the body of a 13-year-old out of this abandoned building.
You know, police took pictures on the second floor of this abandoned home where they believe they found 13-year-old Kiamani Lateague dead. Her mother is devastated.
I just want to know if it's my baby. They're still not telling me nothing. It takes nothing. It's nothing to take a picture. It's nothing to, you know what I'm saying, let me know when the coroner's bringing her out so I can see if that's indeed my baby.
Detectives say they received information that the girl was in the home.
Came over here, went to the house, and we discovered a deceased person.
You suspect it's her?
We do.
Kiamani Lateague went missing from her home on Elm Street nearly a week ago. Police issued a warrant for her father, Darnell Jones. According to this court document, he gave officers inconsistent statements about the activity with the victim and their whereabouts. The father spoke to 13 Action News when Kiamani went missing. He claimed she was scared to be home alone.
I came over here because she said that if it seemed like somebody was trying to break into the house. So I sat for an hour, me and my cousin, we sat over here. And We left around like 12:30-ish.
Police are looking for the father.
You going to jail!
Tempers flared as family and friends rushed to the scene after hearing a body was found in the rundown home.
Do you believe there's only one person involved in this?
Until we're done doing the whole investigation, I can't tell you how many people are involved.
Kimani's mother recalled the last time she talked to her daughter.
I sleep there on the 15th. Her dad brought her down to my house. Apparently, my mother gave him permission. And honestly, it was just me loving on my kid. You know, we played video games.
Good times, she says she'll miss sharing with her daughter.
There's no reason my daughter would ever be over here. My daughter go to school, go home. Go to school, go home. She go play her basketball, come home.
Hey. Hey, look, some people been tagging me in this. I shared it on my page on social media. But once again, a weird story. Father gave wrong information. You know, and this is where when I get involved in homicides or missing, I always pay attention to the emotions of the parent. And we just had a situation with Javion Buford where we was looking for him for years, a couple years, and they just found his remains. But some of the family members weren't upset when we were searching, which made us question why weren't they upset? Their loved one is missing. Nobody knows where they are. And you're calm. You're not showing signs of distraught. And we was making notes. And I always make notes when I'm out and about. And people, you know, I know when there's real emotion to a tragic. And I know when there's somebody that possibly could or should have certain emotions, but they're not showing any of those things. And I always say that's because their mind is calm because they already know what happened. Like they already know what's going on. So they're not in a hysterical state. They make it fake, like, this, you know, like their sadness. But when I know how people act when it's a level of uncertainty, I know it. I can tell it. I can feel it. I can see it. And then sometimes when I get into certain spaces where the friend is calm and a best friend died or a family member is not feeling the appropriate or showing the appropriate emotions, I raise an eyebrow, DJ Brother Z. And I ask, so y'all was close? And you nonchalant a little bit? But you talked to him a couple days ago. Y'all was cool. You out here acting a fool, like, you know, over exaggerating your emotions when the natural emotions, you can't fake how people feel when their loved one is truly hurt or something is going on. They have a certain energy that they give off. And I deal with it all the time as an advocate. But when you can see when they faking it too. So I seen a lot of that. But I don't know what the father actually did or what his involvement is, but he lied about it. And hopefully if he did something to his daughter, I mean, you would hate to think that would be the case. But sometimes you gotta, you know, you don't even know no more. But it ain't no rules to the game no more. It ain't no rules out here. And that's why we got to regroup, rethink, and reshape sometimes, because we got to create a new situation when the old situation ain't working. And we working to create it. Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. Salute to Truth Nation for being active and trying to navigate through a lot of this. But I deal with missing girls all the time, and people was tagging me in her missing stuff. And then all of a sudden it was live footage of this situation on the internet, and they was tagging me in it. And sometimes I wish I can go to Ohio and other places where there are missing people that they reach out to me from all over. Some people reach out to me and they say, Tory, can you just give us advice on how to handle these missing situations? Because I'm known from finding a lot of missing people. And you got to get out there. You got to roll up your sleeves and you got to, you know, whatever. I don't even tell y'all all what we have to go through to find a missing person. Because y'all don't need to know all of that. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just best, and some things just best not to be said. But by any means necessary, we try to get to the bottom of it, especially when it's an urgency, when it's young kids, when it's innocent life. All right. Well, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Mr. D-O-R-R, I say, yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside. It's the outside frame and the trunk wide. All the rims big, do it ride good. Lean back, right hand on the plywood. Cream on the inside.
Truth Nation, the Gruber Law Office's Analysis Live is back. And it takes place this Saturday, March 29th, at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets are selling fast, so get your tickets at taliveshow.com. Look, join the NASA's Antetokounmpo for a live show with special guests Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, Kyle Kuzma, and more. Hey, look, it's going to be powerful. There will also be free food and drinks and a great time. Visit taliveshow.com to get your tickets now for the Analysis Live this Saturday at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. That's taliveshow.com. Go get your tickets to the Analysis Live at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Now, we got a story. This is a kind of a fun story. This is funny because this is a young kid right here in Wisconsin. Calls 911 because the parent ate the ice cream. Call 911 on the parent for eating the ice cream. This is a fun story. We got video if you're watching this. We broadcast live. Let's listen.
In today's Handoff to Joe and Erica, a little boy in Racine County, Wisconsin, was so upset after his mom ate his ice cream that he called police. Listen to the call the four-year-old made to 911.
Hello? This is Racine County 911. What's the address of the emergency?
My mom is being bad.
the confused dispatcher finally gets a hold of mom, who certainly has her hands full.
Hi, what's going on over there?
Oh, this little one got the phone, and he's four.
Okay.
And we're trying to catch him because he said he was going to call 911.
And I just told her to put her to jail.
Oh, wow.
So leave me alone.
I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
Can you forgive mom?
Okay.
When officers went to the home, the boy told them he did change his mind about sending his mom to jail. Police then returned the next day with a surprise delivery. Lots of ice cream.
Oh, he was serious. You could hear it in his voice.
Oh, wow. Well, he got ice cream in the end, but hey, don't mess with the ice cream. Don't mess with people ice cream. Two things you don't mess with. You don't mess with nobody ice cream, and you don't mess with nobody cornbread. Don't go mess with the cornbread. Don't go mess with nobody ice cream. I'm trying to tell you. It ain't going to turn out good for you. But all's well that ends well. Maurice M. said, it be your own children. It be your own children. Hey, look. Hey, he learned it from somewhere. He learned how to call 911 from somewhere when somebody acted bad. So salute to the cops for bringing the ice cream, and salute to the mom. Maybe when the cops left, she was like, I'm going to get you. Don't call the police on me. But then they came back, circled back with the ice cream, and so she just kind of probably let it slide. I don't know. DJ Brother Z, don't be messing with no ice cream now. Don't get your hand caught in the cookie jar. You know, y'all thought I was joking when I said that cornbread. I don't like nobody messing with my cornbread. Leave my cornbread alone. You know, I got the big piece. I want the big piece. I feel that I'm going to call 911 next time my cornbread come up missing. But I appreciate you tapping into the show today. Hey, it was another powerful show. Join me tomorrow for another powerful conversation. Also, do not forget to go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to register for the cleanup, the big cleanup April 12th. We got three locations. Those that sign up for the last location will get Cousin Subs. And salute to 1MKE for being a sponsor. Hey, look, it's going to be powerful. Hey, DJ Buzzy, anything else you want to say before we get out there?
No, I'm all good.
Hey, well.
All right, Tory Lowe from Waterfall. Green don't always mean go.
All right. Keep your head on the swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. I love you, Dr. Ken Harris, up next. Oh, salute to the chat. Hey, salute to my people in the chat. God bless. Have a blessed day. See, that's how that shit tell me, man. That's how my daddy raised me. That glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me. If you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me. Don't even put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up. L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust. So even if they ban us, they'll never slow my plans up.